Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Agile Practice Guide by the Project Management Institute is a professional reference guide focused on applying agile and hybrid approaches in project environments. Developed with the Agile Alliance, it is not a narrative book but a standards-based practical resource designed to help project managers, teams, and organizations understand when agile is appropriate and how to use it effectively. The guide aligns agile concepts with PMI standards, including the PMBO guide, while also explaining the mindset, values, and principles behind agility. Its scope is broader than software development alone, covering project lifecycle selection, organizational readiness, team roles, servant leadership, delivery practices, and scaling considerations. Because of that, the book functions as both an introduction to agile and a bridge for readers coming from more predictive, plan-driven methods. It is especially useful for practitioners who need practical direction rather than theory alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the guide connects agile principles to PMI project management standards. The result is a guide that supports gradual transformation rather than forcing a full methodological switch. Secondly, choosing the right life cycle instead of defaulting to agile. The emphasis on suitability filters and tailoring helps organizations reduce method mismatch and improve delivery outcomes. Thirdly, agile mindset, servant leadership, and team design. This makes the guide valuable for readers who need to understand why agile fails when leadership and team structures remain unchanged. Fourthly, delivery practices that turn agile theory into working output. The guide is strongest when it explains how simple recurring practices create a structure for continuous delivery and course correction. Lastly, organizational readiness, scaling, and the PMO in an agile environment. Its organizational lens makes it more applicable to enterprise environments than books that only describe team-level practices. In conclusion, Agile Practice Guide is best suited for project managers, PMO leaders, team leads, and organizations that want a structured introduction to Agile without losing connection to formal project management. Readers who come from predictive or traditional environments will benefit most because the book explains not only what Agile practices are, but when they are appropriate and how they fit within established governance. It is also useful for teams moving into hybrid delivery, where some work requires predictability and other parts require iteration and frequent feedback. The practical value of the guide lies in its combination of standards alignment, decision support, and implementation detail. Compared with many Agile books, it stands out because it is not a philosophy-only text or a framework manual for one method. Instead, it offers a broader and more balanced reference that covers mindset, lifecycle choice, delivery practices, leadership, and organizational constraints. That makes it especially credible for real workplaces, where adoption must be tailored, measured, and integrated with existing project management structures. If you would like to support Project Management Institute, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.